I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest area news on KJAN. A Cass County woman was sentenced Wednesday to 15 years in prison on methamphetamine-related charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says 46-year-old Katrina Sue Bates of Griswold was sentenced to 180 months in prison for conspiring to distribute methamphetamine in and around Cass County. U.S. District Judge John Jarvie also ordered Bates to serve a 10-year term of supervised release following her incarceration. Bates pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance, methamphetamine, on September 30th of 2012. The conviction was the result of a three-year investigation into methamphetamine trafficking in and around Atlantic. At the time of her guilty plea, Bates admitted that from July of 2009 until May of 2010, she agreed to distribute methamphetamine obtained from a South Omaha, Nebraska source to customers in the Atlantic area. The investigation into her activities was conducted by the Cass and Audubon County Sheriff's Office, Cass County Attorney's Office, the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports also 38-year-old Shannon James Kiefer Rose of rural Oakland was sentenced Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs on a felon in possession of a firearm charge. U.S. District Court Judge John Jarvie sentenced Kiefer Rose to 12 months plus one day in prison to be followed by 2 years of supervised release. The court also ordered Kiefer Rose to forfeit whatever interest he has in a rifle, a shotgun, a .45 caliber pistol, and ammunition found in his possession. Kiefer Rose was allowed to remain under supervision by the U.S. Probation Office pending the designation of the Federal Bureau of Prisons facility at which he will serve his sentence. Kiefer Rose was sentenced following his plea of guilty on December 5, 2012, to being a felon in possession of a firearm. The firearm charge arose from a June 8, 2012 vehicle fire at Kiefer Rose's residence, during which responders discovered a marijuana grow, marijuana use paraphernalia, a .22 caliber rifle, a 12-gauge shotgun, a loaded .45 caliber handgun, and over 2,000 rounds of ammunition. An Iowa man who illegally made and sold fireworks and explosive devices has been sentenced to 46 months in prison. U.S. District Judge John Jarvie approved the sentence Wednesday for 31-year-old Rodney Crosby of Pisgah, which is in Harrison County. The sentence had been recommended under a plea agreement in which Crosby admitted guilt to being a felon in possession of firearms and explosive devices. Investigators were called to his home in 2011 during a domestic disturbance, and they found a cache of guns, ammunition, homemade explosive devices, and commercial fireworks. Crosby told agents that he made good money manufacturing and selling fireworks, including some so powerful they could take down a wooden utility pole. Crosby had earlier been convicted of felonies for theft and insurance fraud in Nebraska, where he grew up. A federal judge has significantly narrowed the scope of a lawsuit filed by two black men seeking millions of dollars from the city of Council Bluffs and two police officers after being wrongly convicted for the 1977 murder of a retired white police officer. Terry Harrington and Curtis McGee of Omaha, Nebraska were released from prison in 2003 after the Iowa Supreme Court found prosecutors committed misconduct. Their lawsuit, filed in 2005, claims two police officers violated their constitutional rights. A November 1st trial ended in mistrial in December when three jurors said they disagreed with the verdict. Judge Robert Pratt, in an April 30th ruling, threw out all the allegations except for one. He says a jury at a second trial may consider whether the officers deliberately manufactured or coerced false evidence. The Red Oak Police Department says 39-year-old Jeffrey Allen Maurer of Red Oak was arrested Wednesday. He was taken into custody on North Highland Avenue on a charge of harassment in the third degree. Maurer's bond was set at $300. And three of the 169 Iowa police officers who have died from injuries they received in the line of duty will be honored at a Peace Officer Memorial Ceremony on Friday. The 10 a.m. ceremony at the Orrin Pape State Office Building will honor Stewart Police Chief Robert Smith, Motor Vehicle Enforcement Officer Philip J. Adams, and Floyd County Deputy Levi Bowers. The Department of Public Safety says Smith was injured in 2009 while arresting a suspect. During the surgery, complications arose, and he was paralyzed. Chief Smith died August 13th of 2010. Adams was hit while flagging down a truck in March 31st of 1973, and he died from his injuries, while Bowers died of a gunshot wounds after exchanging gunfire on February 24th of 1916 with a suspect. Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will attend the ceremony. That's a check of the news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.